At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 3. We are joined by the great Larry Anderson. LA, since the last time we talked to you, the Phillies obtained one of the best closures in baseball, and now they're in first place by 5 games since the last time we talked to you. Yeah. I mean, I love having you on, but it's been a pretty good run in that time.
It's been a great run.
Yeah.
I think the level of confidence that what that did just for the whole team, I think that's a big factor. I really do. Somebody sent me a meme. It was like, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm going to close the games out. And it's like a little kid, like looking up. It's like, and I think that's how people feel. And not that the bullpen, you know, they'd been okay. But it's like, I don't know. We've never had a closer in so long a time. I don't think that's good. I think when you get somebody that you can just put in that slot and slide everybody back a spot, I think it takes so much pressure off everybody. You've heard my analogy of the tightrope walker. When you have a closer like that, that's your net. That makes it a lot easier to go across that tightrope. And that's what Jalan has brought to this team. And I think it's shown that just sliding guys back, you know, in a more comfortable slot for them. I think had a great impact on the whole ball club.
It's not always a thing where the fans feel one thing and the team also feels the same thing. But I have to say, watching it, knowing that he's there in the ninth, I don't think I've ever experienced, and he's only been here for 2 weeks,
right,
but I've never experienced it like, oh, well, he's not going to blow the save. Like, I would be stunned if he blew the save. And I, you know, even as good as Lidge had a perfect year, I never felt with Lidge the way that I feel with, and that's no disrespect to Lidge.
No.
But like, this guy is just like, he is as good as, him doing that is as good as I've seen anybody do anything with the Phillies over the last 20 years, to be honest with you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
When you just look at his stuff, look, and you go, okay, there's 98. Oh, wait, that wasn't a fastball. That was a slinker or whatever they call it. It's like, what the hell's going on? Well, this is a bionic arm.
Yeah.
And then you know, a few pitches later, you see 103. It's like, this is unreal. But to have that, the mentality of everybody around, you know, everybody associated with that team, it's like a big sigh of relief. It's like, oh, yes, you know, it relaxes everybody. And I think it's shown in the way we're playing.
Do you think that the other team too, knowing that he's coming in the ninth, may even force them to press in a different way in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, knowing that like it's lights out after that inning's over anyway?
I don't think there's any question. And now are other managers going to look at it like that? I got to believe they are. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's like telling guys, go ahead and go up there and swing because the rain's coming and we're already ahead and it's the fifth inning. So just swing and make some quick outs. I mean, you're not going to that extreme or anything like that. But I think it's definitely in the back of their minds. Like, we have to do things. We might have to push some buttons a little earlier than normal to make sure that we're not going up against that guy in a one-run game in the ninth inning because he's just that good. And I think it's a great point. I think it definitely could affect the way opposing managers work their games against us.
So let me ask you this. It's the, because this will happen, assuming, God willing, Phillies make the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It's the eighth inning. You're up 3-2. The heart of the order is up in the eighth for the team that you're playing, 2-3-4. You have Kirkering left and you have Duran left. What do you do in the eighth inning? Do you put Duran in there because it's the heart of the order, or do you keep it the way that you've done it up until that point, let Duran handle the ninth and put Kirkering in the eighth?
For me, he's my closer. He's my ninth inning guy. That's the way I look at it. And I know, you know, Thompson, before, like, since he's been here, he's gone with, okay, we don't have a set closer, so I'm going to go with the matchups in those two innings. If there's more left-handers in the eighth inning, I use Alvarado. If there's more lefties in the ninth, I use Alvarado, and, you know, versus Kirk Ring or something like that. Now that we have Duran, I would rather see him just stay in the ninth spot, ninth inning, you know, or the last inning, put it that way. I would rather have him there for his own mentality, he doesn't have to think about, well, do I have to be ready for the eighth or am I just going to pitch the ninth? I think that's part of the deal of having a set closer is he knows he's going to pitch the ninth inning. And would it be better if he pitched the eighth against 2, 3, and 4? Possibly. But could it change his mentality? And that's the thing. That's what worries me more than anything is, and I know he'll say the right thing. Most every pitcher will say the right thing. They'll say, you know what, you pitch me where you want. I'll pitch wherever you want me, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But deep down, I mean, if you put a lie detector test on him and go, hey, does it really bother you if you're pitching the eighth instead of the ninth? He might not pass it if he says, no, it doesn't bother me. He might not pass that lie detector.
Yeah, when we were talking about the other day, to me it's sort of similar to the Bryce says he'll hit second and Bryce says he'll play the outfield. but if you put Bryce on a lie detector test, he doesn't want to play the outfield, doesn't want to hit second. And it's on Rob Thompson to know, I'm glad you offered that, but I know what my guy wants. And, you know. Did you ever push for an intro like Duran has when you were in the league? Did you have an idea?
Come on, LA.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, but there were some times I wish I had it on the exit.
Yeah.
Turn the lights out. Yeah, let me get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, let me sneak on out of here after that performance. But no, that's tremendous. I mean, I had no idea. I honestly had never seen it before. I had never heard him talk about it. And maybe that's
what happens when you play in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's the other thing, you know. But I mean, the what they went through to get to that and to do it, and then the lights are out, and then the phones are up. I'm like, part of the problem for me is I don't have any social media, so I have no clue about a lot of things that are happening. That I
smart can't. Man.
Yeah,
you're a smart man.
You're better off.
Yes.
So I can't. There's no way I could do it. I don't trust myself enough to say I can just do this. Right? I'll just look at here. Like, I can't. But just stay away from it. So I have. So, but I do miss a lot of stuff. I all kinds of things. I don't get in trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. So, so I really hadn't heard anything about it. But to see the lights go out and all the phone lights, I thought I was at a concert and I was waiting for Jelly Roll or somebody to come rolling out.
Jelly Roll, how about that?
Yeah.
Hold on, what do you know about Jelly Roll?
Oh, everything. it was like gave you chills. It was like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, you know, was Hoffman coming in with San Diego to Hell's Bells and whatever it was. I think that's what it was. But, I mean, I haven't seen anything like Duran's. Duran or whatever.
Durantula. Durantula, yes.
Yeah, Durantula. Durantula, Durantula, yeah.
Yeah, Durantula, yeah.
So
it was really, really cool.
So that's the good news. The
bad news is it's going to keep all the fans in the seats till the very last.
Yes,
hour,
yeah.
And so it's going to make traffic worse.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, and the players are going to start getting booed if they hit home runs and take them out of save situations.
Yeah. Well, Ike was saying that he was like, I want to go and watch the game, and I was like, yeah, but you have to stay till the end. And he said, wow.
Yeah, because I never stay to the end, LA. I'm out of there by the sixth inning, man. Fifth, sixth inning, I'm out of there.
So we got a couple of pitchers scuffling right now. We'll go with Ranger first because he was last night, and it's been, you know, it has been documented pretty clearly his lack of velocity, and it looks like he is physically struggling up there or frustrated. I guess my question to you is and you're not in his body. Is the best thing for Ranger to give him some time off? Is the best thing for Ranger to let him fight through it? Or is the best thing for Ranger to say, hey, with Nola back, that if he's going to be the guy that ends up in the bullpen anyway, if we have to save him, what do they do with Ranger at this point?
Whew, that's a $64,000 question. Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I think because I've seen him do it, I've seen him pitch. He's pitched good games without his velocity, you know, without 93. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I remember 93, 94 last year in the first part of the year. I mean, and he was that way for 15 starts, and all of a sudden he just started losing a little, not a ton, but a little bit. And then this year, I've never really seen him have his that kind of velocity, but he's pitched good games. So, with his ability to control the strike zone, command the strike zone, he can still win. But I just the thing that bothers me, and I've seen it a couple times now, is just some of his body language.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good, and it's the frustration. Don't get me wrong, I totally understand it, and you're missing pitches and crucial pitches and that, but. The overall body language, when he I don't think he felt like he had great command last night. I don't think he did, but to see him when things are going right, he's just kind of going around, bouncing around here and there, and head up. You know, there's been a couple games where, and last night was one where it's almost like he even said it in the clips today. He's like, I just stopped throwing it because I couldn't get it, and it was almost like saying, well, I quit on it. And it's, trust me, I'm not saying he quit on the team. I'm not saying that. But he quit on a part of his game.
Yeah.
Because he got frustrated. And you can't do that because he's got the good enough command. Now, there's going to be days where he doesn't have it. And last night was one of them. But I think the velocity being down to where it's at, 88, 89, is just, that's just so different from where it is. But I don't know, like Thompson said, maybe it's fatigue. But he hasn't complained about anything. He says he feels good. He's, you know, his back's not bothering him. So I don't know if after a slow start, you know, not pitching regularly at the start of the season.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If maybe now he's in a dead arm period time, you know, portion of the season, where he just got to, you know, battle through it and, you know, let his arm bounce back. Maybe a little extra time off would help.
You know, I'm not saying this is all of it. The free agency thing has to weigh on his mind, though. And I'm sure he's not between every pitch, but you think, like, at one point when he was cooking this year or cooking last year, you look at this free agency and, you know, it's all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at a deal that's maybe, you know, $80 million, $100 million, then all of a sudden this happens again. And it has to go into his head at some point that his future is determined by how he pitches this year.
I mean, I think that's a part of it, but I don't, everybody's different. And with Ranger, I don't think, and I might be wrong, but I think he'd be happy with $40 million.
Yeah.
Which most people would be.
Yes. I would,
you know,
be, I'm if anyone wants to sign
you. $100 million, I'm only going to get $40 million.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah.
What are my great-great-great-great-grandkids going to do?
Right, right.
But I think that plays a part, but I don't know if maybe there's a – this might sound nuts, but maybe there's a fear of success. Maybe he's so comfortable here, he doesn't want to go anywhere else. And I'm not saying that's he's not pitching good or not throwing hard because of that, but – I mean, things like that can get into guys' heads. And there's certain guys that have been afraid of success. And, you know, I don't think that's him. But when you look at what's going on, it just, you can't help but wonder a little bit.
So, L.A., one of the things I love about you is you're like me. You're an old school guy. You care. You know, you like tradition, all that sort of stuff. So, speaking of free agency, we've been talking about this today. Kyle Schwarber from Cincinnati, they asked him yesterday, you know, they ask him about his friend, do your friends want you to come back or whatever? And he basically says, yeah, if it doesn't work out in Philly, I would definitely think about coming back. And then last night, he's catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. Like, is there any part of you that looks at that and says, like, you know, you're trying to win a World Series with the Phillies right now, maybe ease off of the Cincinnati stuff?
I don't know. I think at the end of this season, I think teams are just going to line up and just throw in a bunch of numbers, and there's going to be a lot of high numbers.
Yeah,
that's just the way I look at it. Like it's no matter what, he's going to go out and play his game. He's not going to play for anybody else except for the Phillies this year, and he'll play that way. He'll give everything he has for the Phillies and let the chips fall where they may. I don't think he's locked into coming back here. From his own standpoint, I think he loves it here. I don't think there's any question. I think the fans love him here. He knows that, but the fans love him everywhere he's gone. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think any fans that get him will love him. So, I mean, he's basically just throwing out a blank check to all the organizations and going, you guys go ahead and fill it out however you want, and I'll make my decision. Because a guy like that, having that bad in the lineup, who's not going to want that? I mean, the fact that the character that he has, the integrity and all of that that comes with it, the things he does off the field in the community, with the kids, with law enforcement, everything. It just, you can't hope for anything better. And then you throw that, you know, with throwing the numbers in that he's put up. I don't think it matters what he does. I don't think he can talk about Cincinnati, talking about being at home and all he wants. But it's going to come to the end of the season, and I think partly it's going to be who wants to give him the most years and the most money. And I would hope that he would, you know, give the Phillies the benefit of the doubt because of what he's done here and how great that they've treated him here. So, I mean, it's almost a scary scenario of thinking that you could be without him. I don't know what this team would be without him right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's the only guaranteed power on the lineup right now. You know, yeah. you got a bunch of other 20 home run guys, that sort of stuff, but he's the slugger. Well, L.A., let's get a win in Cincinnati, win another series, move on, and bury the Mets. That's what I'm hoping
for. Counting on you.
All right,
brother.
All right, L.A.
Have a good one. Good talking. Right.
See you, man. Hearing L.A. talk about Dron was great, you know. And Jack, he wants him to stay in the closer role.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He's a real baseball guy.
Yeah, well, Coach Shaw's on my side.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, from the Glenn Moore Eagle Little League team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
He's still talking to us?
I don't know.
Is he only listening because Ike's here?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I would say it would be hard to do the whole tarantula thing
in the eighth inning. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Can you imagine?
Well, how disappointed would everybody be?
They would be so upset. You know that's got to be a debate. And you ask him, I wonder what he would say.
He wants it every time he steps out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his cape.
His pump up.
He's putting on his cape. Yeah.
And it's intimidating to the other team.
Yeah.
But then in the eighth inning, you bring him out to that. He shuts him down. And then Kirkering just walks to the mound in the ninth.
Yeah. Gives the game away in the ninth.
Yeah.
Not this year's Kirkering.
What does Kirkering has a song? He must have a song, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he can't have a song.
Well, not no, he like doesn't that. Have like a whole thing, but he must have a song he likes or something. Maybe they should just do it for him too.
just play Durantula's music
all the time when
Kirkering comes
out. Whoever's pitching the ninth, give it Strom, not Romano. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Hi, Frick, what's up?
What's up? Is that
what's up, Terry?
That Springfield Delco or Springfield Monco?
Or Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, which one?
Springfield Delco, Baltimore Pike, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Right near Media?
You know there you go. Yeah, I lived right there. Yeah. I lived right there. Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm with Fritchie on this, man. It's the thirsty-ass Reds' fault. To me,
totally agree.
You could have picked any game to have his pitch with his dad. You picked the game where they play the Phillies play Cincinnati. Like, to me, I feel like in a way this is a way Schwarber is kind of negotiating. But like you said, Spike, we're on that World Series run right now. I feel like this ain't the time for this. This is like the tear of the team. Say, it's gonna always be in the back of Schwarber's mind if they do collapse. Because you know when you come home somewhere, you always get that warm feeling in your stomach. Because there's a chance that if the Phillies do collapse, he might go to Cincinnati. He might feel like this is the last straw with the Phillies. You don't know how it's going to feel if the Phillies don't finish the job. You know what I'm saying? So by him saying that, that's bulletin board material. We have to think about that at the end of the season if the Phillies don't finish the job. But by Schwarber taking that interview and saying, yeah, I will go back. I will go play for Cincinnati, my hometown. Who wouldn't do
well,
it?
Wait a minute. To me, hold on. He's as responsible as anybody else for their failure last year. I can't blame Cincinnati on this. This is like, you ever watch that show Cheaters? You've watched that show, right? Like Cheaters.
Yeah.
On like when they catch their spouse cheating and they're mad at the person they're cheating with.
Jerry Greco got stabbed.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm always like, you should be mad at your wife cheating it with you, yeah. Not the other guy. I mean, you could be mad at the other guy.
Well, unless I know him.
Yes, if you know him. But yes.
Boost the asses then.
But then I'm like, it's your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife cheating.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the Reds can try all they want. It, you know, they can ask him all they want. To me, I'm putting on Schwarber. Just say no.
You're entertaining it.
Yeah.
It's like that's what I'm saying right now. Like the players might look at, we don't know how the players are taking this. Nobody has spoken out about this yet. We don't know how it's going to go in the locker room right now. They're on a heater right now. The last couple weeks, they're on a heater.
Players aren't bothered about this.
You don't think so?
Energy this going to bring to the players. We don't know that.
They noticed it though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They saw it. They're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Where's Schwarbs going?
Wait a minute. Are we in?
Yeah. Are we at home?
Are we in Philly? Thank you for the call, Terrence.
Yeah. No
Terrence
doubt
is just
they
mad
noticed
at
it.
Yeah. Of course.
They noticed it.
Hey, where's Kyle? Where's Kyle? Where's he? He's out.
He's not catching the first pitch.
The first pitch. But we're on the road.
Again, I don't think I've seen this before.
I don't think I've seen it before either.
I would love to know what Middleton's reaction was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he couldn't have been happy.
Like, seriously, has an opposing team player caught a first pitch?
I don't think so.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like it.
They didn't even have Trout do it.
No.
And that would have been the one to do it with.
Yeah.
That would have been the one to do it with.
The thirstiest moment. You know, they probably needed it at the time.
Yeah, oh, definitely we did.
Yeah.
What was that, 14?
Yeah, 2014.
14, yeah, 14 or 15?
Giving them standing ovations. Not even from here. It's from Vineland.
You can't even get WIP in Vineland.
Yes, you can.
Millville, sorry.
Yeah. Dave, Millville people hate when you call it Vineland. That's what I've realized. It's 2 miles away. It's Vineland. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, by the way, Alec Bowman a home run in Lehigh Valley today.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Bomber.
Oh, man.
Well, he's used to hitting them in minor league parks.
Yes. Yeah, all of his home runs this year have come in. They've all been fraud home runs.
It was 404 feet pole.
Yeah, he blew one of them.
Sacramento, right? Colorado. That's where they've all
He crushed one at home, didn't he?
Yeah, he mixes in one a month.
Yeah. All right, 215.
Remember the Alec Bohm home run tracker?
Oh, yes.
What a bit.
Yeah, we had one day of it.
One day.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we haven't talked to our guy Broads in weeks, it seems like. So Flyers of 50 with Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.